I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, he's a game changer, you know, who wouldn't want him? So if that deal goes through, I mean, I'm pumped, that'll be cool.
That's Derek Rodriguez of the San Francisco Giants on Bryce Harper. He wants him, the Giants want him, apparently the Phillies do as well. Dodgers, Padres, Nationals have all been heavily involved in the negotiation for Harper late this offseason. As many as 9 different teams discussing a future with Harper by way of his agent, Scott Boras. Looks as though the Nationals will not be bringing him back. That's at least according to Barry Svrluga, Washington Post, saying that the baseball operation has moved on. Everyone is couching very carefully, like you and I have all offseason, though, the difference between what Rizzo and Mark Lerner and baseball people in the organization think and want and what could ultimately happen.
Right.
Because if it was up to Mike Rizzo, Matt Wieters wouldn't have gotten a 2-year contract either. That was a Ted Lerner, Scott Boras negotiation, kind of above everyone else's head and out of everybody else's pay grade. So we're not completely ruling out Bryce Harper to the Nationals, but here's what you need to know. They are working out today. Pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. They are, as of today, on the baseball field, and their plan is that they will not have Bryce Harper helping them this season. The question for you guys, and this is what we'll delve into now, and each day I'm kind of trying to figure out new ways like you are, Danny, to gauge the opinion on Harper and how people are feeling in town, because it is one of the biggest stories in D.C. in years.
And yet people are fatigued by it, I think. Just the general updates that aren't updates. Because we're to the point where we're going, he followed or unfollowed someone on Instagram, and then we have to digest it. I think people are exhausted.
That's actually an interesting thing, a rabbit hole to go down, and we should get to in a second. Here's the question first. I'll set up the topic, and then we can come back to that. The question on Harper is, if he signs elsewhere, will you have animosity toward him? As a Nats fan, as a baseball fan, will you root against him? Will you be angry about how this played out? Will you boo him when he comes back? Will you, when you turn on ESPN at night and he's playing on a nationally televised game and a showcase at the plate, will you want him to hit a home run in a game that doesn't affect the Nationals, or you want him to strike out? And that, at its core, is really what we want to know at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Before we get back into that and get into some of the calls that will come in on this, Earl came in here the other day. You and I are sitting in our normal seats, tiny little studio. There's no room for anything but me and you to literally sit down. If we extend our arms, we touch each other.
That's right.
Earl comes bouncing in the door, and he goes, you know, guys, it's funny. And it crystallized it in a way that I hadn't really been thinking about. It kind of hit me when he said it. He said, Bryce Harper's about to leave Washington, D.C., and it doesn't seem like anybody cares. And his point wasn't, I don't think that there's no attention being paid to it, although I do think it's a little bit underrated as a story. Like, to me, I'd like to be able to come on the air every day this week and do 4 hours of Bryce Panda Watch. That's what should be happening. A Hall of Fame-type talent, one of the 3 best players in D.C. sports over the last 10 years, is on his way out. And you and I can kind of sprinkle it in here and there and take some calls occasionally. But by and large, we end up talking to ourselves a little bit.
Because this has gone on for so long. The hot and heavy period was December. December. Months ago. Football season is still happening. This was the marquee time. All right, free agency is open. We're open for business. Who's he meeting with? Who's flying to see him? Where's he going?
And by the way, end of the season, I got it. Like, free agency so far away, it's exhausting. And we knew it would take till around Valentine's Day. It would take till the end of the offseason. But now that it is February, and now that it's D-Day, I mean, the decision
next
is coming.
The year has started. The 2019 season, quote-unquote, has begun. Teams are gathering. They have already gathered. They're working out. The people that are there are there. There may be some free agents after, you know, last year Joaquin Benoit gets hurt, so then the Nationals bring in some marginal reliever, whatever, right?
Why are you dropping a Joaquin Benoit on him?
Simply saying. the fact that this has dragged out is bad for everybody because people have moved on or they're sick of it. They just want a resolution, regardless of what it is now at this point, I think. I really do. I really believe people are tired of whatever this is, looking for an update when maybe there isn't one.
But I don't even think it's as much. When Earl came in here and said that, I don't think he meant necessarily, like, I can't believe more people aren't invested in calling in and talking about this. I mean, this should be leading. I don't even know what they do in local sports anymore in terms of stories, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. When I was working for a couple of years as a Redskins analyst at Fox 5, I mean, there were nights where they didn't do sports. It's gotten so wacky now in these local sports departments, some of them, where I don't know what their plan is. But they should be talking every night about Bryce Harper. The shows like this one, we should be doing an hour of combined radio every day on Bryce Harper. But not only is it not being covered to the extent that it should, partially because the demand is not what you would think. I think Earl's other point was, where are the people that are beating the door down at Nats Park to sign this guy? When players like Bryce Harper leave cities they've been in for six, or in his case, seven seasons, there is generally a group of thousands of people on every message board, on every phone bank, every chance they get, that are screaming that this guy needs to stay. I don't know where those people are. They aren't here. It seems like Nationals fans don't care that much that he's leaving. I did an interview last week in another market on the radio. And they said, all right, before we let you go, I'm trying to think of what it was related to. It was an NFL story. And I went on. It was an intercom station. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chicago. It was right after the Otto Porter trade.
Okay.
So I go on with them when they're talking about, what are the Wizards getting in Otto Porter? Or what are the Wizards giving up? And at the end, they said, hey, before we let you go, we got to ask you about Bryce Harper. We know that that's all you guys get to talk about now. And I just kind of laughed. I said, you'd be shocked.
You'd be shocked
at how much people seem to have moved on from this. My best theory that I've got is that Nats fans decided years ago he wasn't coming back. Some of them. And the rest of them decided at the beginning of the offseason, he's not going to be a National. And to their credit, it's not like you and I have built up this idea he's coming back. People like us who follow this closely have said all along he's not. So maybe they've just moved on. Maybe they're not going to invest any energy to dial the phone or to pick up their pen and write something and send it into the editor or to type something out that gets on a message board. Maybe they don't care that much that he comes back. They've decided he's not going to, and they've moved on. But is any part of you surprised like I am? I can't say this enough. With A, how few people seem to be talking about this being over in the next couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And B, more important maybe than that, how few people seem to be bothered by it. It just seems like everyone is perfectly content. And I know it's hypocritical, as I'm telling you. I think it's a fine thing if the Nats move on without him. But most people don't think about it that way. They just say, he's one of their best players. They got to pay him. Where is that crowd?
Right. It's diminished. Three things have happened. Thing number one is, because that offer was summarily rejected, the one that we know about, or at least in theory we know about it, he's gone. I think a lot of people have come to that realization. They always hoped there was a glimmer that he might stay. I think the people that are still holding out hope recognize it's probably over, number one. Number two, I think the fatigue is as big a factor as there is. I really do. I think people are exhausted by this process because it's bad. It's not good for baseball. It's not good for the players. It's not really good for teams and fan bases. You should be able to put in your, hey, come get season tickets material. Here is our new player, or here is the face of the franchise.
Right?
At Nats Winterfest, which is too early, by the way, but that's how they do it because guys are still in town. You need to be able to trot out, here are the guys that will be here next year. Not the 26th guy making the roster of the 25th guy. I don't mean that. I mean here are the marquee guys that have murals up when you come into the stadium. The Trey Turners, the Anthony Rendones, the Max Scherzers, and yes, the Bryce Harpers, yes or no.
How much of it is likability then? I mean, if Rendon's leaving, like this time next year, he's about to sign with someone, I think we'd get more of that collection of Nats bloggers and Nats fans and Nats moms calling in saying, we got to keep Anthony. Where are those people for Bryce?
Here is the third thing. I don't agree with it. I think they're wrong, but I think this is a thing that we underestimate. No postseason success. Because of that, they're going, you didn't win with him. I ain't paying him $40 million.
We had a guy calling and say that yesterday.
I think that crowd is more prevalent than we realize.
The guy calls in and says, you can't win a World Series with Bryce. We've seen that, have we? Have we seen that? That's why they haven't won yet?
I think that crowd is huge in this.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm 100% sure about what I'm about to say. It's the only thing I'm sure about here in this conversation. Nats fans do not properly appreciate how good of a player he is. There's no doubt about that. If you're a Nats fan, I don't think there's a good enough understanding of how special a talent he is. That doesn't mean every year he's giving you the results that he's capable of. But again, that MVP season in 2015 was historical and unprecedented. He's got that club in the bag. It's a club that nobody else has. There's one club on the planet like that in any golf bag, and it resides in his. Now, he didn't take it out and use it last year, but maybe he will this year, or maybe he will next year, and he's certainly going to use the damn thing a couple times in the next several years. But I don't think people appreciate enough how good he is, know how good he is. It's a recency effect thing. Last year was quote-unquote down. It is the lack of the playoff success individually for him and for the team. It's that he's gotten hurt a couple of times. Maybe it is likability. He's not great in the locker room. Whatever it is, there is not enough appreciation for the upside of the player. There's no doubt in my mind. Why are people not going more crazy about Bryce Harper's exit? That's the question. And we're not saying everyone should be panicking. In fact, I've said I'm not signing him for what he wants. But I'm just shocked that no one seems to really care that much. 800-636-1067. Will you have any animosity when he leaves? You're listening to The Fan. The Nats have reported for spring training. Workout number one for pitchers and catchers is today. And it's looking more likely than it has all offseason, like Bryce Harper is not going to be walking through that spring training door. They've given away his locker in the clubhouse. Mr. Harper's locker is now Mr. Dozier's locker. 800-636-1067. My perception is, Danny, you're agreeing with me, and Earl got me thinking about this, Earl Forsey, a few days ago. This is one of the biggest stories in D.C. sports over the span of 20 years that's unfolding right now, which is 7 years in the making, and really even more than that because he was drafted in 2010. So like 9 years in the making, Bryce Harper's walking out the door. It seems to me like everyone should be gathered around in the foyer or in the mudroom, like watching him walk out. We're all waving as he gets in his car and he drives away. And instead of this like big joyous occasion where we have this party and we send him off and we say, enjoy yourself, it seems like he's just in the middle of the night, Art Modell style, just sneaking into his car. And no one's talking about it. No one cares about it. I can't find fans that are sad. Where are the people chasing that car down the road on the verge of tears?
They're basically doing the Curly Bill. Well, bye. That's what it is. I think it's three reasons. Mostly they moved on because they've kind of known this is possible. Feels like the door's closed. Two, the fatigue. This is dragged out. Nobody's fault here specifically. I guess where everybody's at fault. This process sucks right now for free agents in Major League Baseball. This is bad. It's bad for the game. It's bad for everything. And then three, it's the tough guy stuff where they don't like the idea that anybody makes a lot of money and they get very angry. Right? You can't pay this person because they've never won a championship or they can't get over the hump with him. He's a bum. Just incorrect thinking, right? Now, if you think it's best practice to not pay the guy, that's a reasonable position, by the way. You have it. I think a lot of people do. That's all fine and dandy because you'd rather allocate that money elsewhere to another starting pitcher, to a Patrick Corbin, to an Anthony Rendon, to buy out arbitration years for Trey Turner, whatever you want to do. But to me, it's those three things have gotten us to this point where you're right. There is not the, I think fatigue is the biggest one, but there is not that clamor anymore because people are tired of just scraps from the table in the news department. There's nothing. There's no information. Again, we're looking at Instagram feeds.
All of what you're saying is true, but it's not December 9th anymore. This is the end of the road here.
I know.
This is the week where everyone should be coming back to the table to discuss this now. Steve in Fairfax, what do you make of all this?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey,
I'm about a third-time caller, and I really value you guys' opinion. I just want to say something about, I waited for a pro team to come back in this area for 30 years, and if you think I'm going to lose any sleep over Bryce Harper, I don't care what kind of talent this guy's got. He can't hold our team hostage for, 10 years on a contract that's ridiculous. I worked for $1 an hour in my lifetime, and I'm so sick of even hearing about this. I want him gone, and whoever he plays for, yes, I'll boo him when he comes back to the stadium, and anyone sitting next to me. It's ridiculous when you had a guy like Micah Bowie a week or two ago was in a paper about him needing $500,000 to pay for his hospital bill, and this guy's arguing over, you know, pennies.
Right. Thank you for the call. Chalk one up to people can't deal with the money these guys make.
I know.
Because that's a guy, and I'm not telling you you're wrong. I appreciate the call. I'm glad you've made two others.
By the way, I get the sentiment, honestly.
I understand where you're coming from. I don't get the sentiment because actors make $20 million for a movie that you watch once for 2 hours. Major League Baseball players play 162 games. If Harper plays 155 times, he is on average entertaining you for about 3 hours a night. He's giving you 465 hours of entertainment over the course of a the baseball season. So you go 162 times three. You do the math. Your Denzel Washington $30 million movie versus Bryce Harper, who's making $30 million in a baseball season. Athletes being overpaid needs to be taken into a different context. However, that being said, chalk one up for people cannot fathom the amount of money these guys make, and because of that, there is an animosity when they want to be paid. Jason in Annandale, go ahead.
Let me first say I could care less what he makes. It's the market rate. That's how, you know, entertainment works. Secondly, I'm a huge Harper fan. My dog's name Harper. So I'm going to be pissed if he goes to an NL East team. Won't really mind as much if he goes somewhere else. I really think we should keep him. He's a once-in-a-generation talent, and you don't really get these things going very often. One thing, why people are so fatigued, I feel this is almost like a continuation of Cousins. I feel like we've been just worried about this type of thing for the last, 5 years now? So it is quite exhausting.
I have not thought about that. That's a good call.
I actually have. And what there obviously there are some parallels, like contract talk, will they, won't they, will they, won't they. That's exhausting. We did that for three straight off seasons, basically, with Kirk Cousins. And there was plenty of fatigue with that. Now, I blame the Redskins for most of that, just in terms of they're the ones that use the franchise tag. They're the ones that set us up to have these conversations. They're the ones that provided the uncertainty, et cetera. But I understand the fatigue. They people at the end said, finally, we don't have to do this anymore. I get that. I think fatigue here is the largest factor why there isn't the clamoring.
Yeah, but I didn't account for the fatigue from Cousins carrying over, which it's a similar situation. Ben Rockville, you're on G&D.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm not sure if fatigue is the right word. I think there's hope. I think some fans have hope still, same as they did with the Cousins, and right now they've got it with Harper that he might stay. I mean, I did not know about the locker clean-out, but what I can say is after working for years for some time as an IT recruiter, I know that he's got a family. They're settled, so they might be – I don't know if they're settled in the area, but that's one opportunity that might stay, and I think a lot of fans are thinking, all right, he might stay for that very reason. Thanks for taking the call, guys. I appreciate it.
Wow, so you actually go the other way. You think maybe people haven't reacted yet because the news hasn't come down yet, and they're still holding out.
There's nothing definitive.
The possibility. That would be fascinating if, let's say, tomorrow morning we find out he's signing a $290 million deal with the Phillies, and then for 4 hours we have full phones of people reacting, and then we get what we've been looking for, which I've been saying, where is that for days and days and days? And he's saying the news has to happen first. Most people aren't going to check in on this until it's over because it's just the same old thing, which if you're paying any attention, it's not the same old thing. It's now Valentine's Day. This is when all along he had basically said he wanted to make his decision.
Each time there's movement, he met with the Giants. He met with the Phillies. He met with, apparently the Sunday before Christmas. He met with Ted Lerner. Each time there's been news and momentum, it's dissipated. The air has been let out very slowly and surely with no new developments, no signing.
But,
no other rumor.
But it's never been February 14th. And I don't know if fans get this or not, but this is how this was going to go all year. There was never an expectation he was going to sign. Go back and listen to the audio the day of the stupid video game, watch our account tomorrow thing.
Yep.
The first thing you and I said when we started was, hey, we're not going to be talking about Bryce Harper signing anywhere today because it doesn't make any sense. Dan is in Arlington on G&D. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but when it comes to just the complete lack of, you know, interest from the fan base, I think it really started, one, he didn't perform that well over his tenure here. He did have an MVP season, don't get me wrong, but it really started for me at the Golden Knights Caps game when I saw him up wearing the Golden Knights jersey. Grant, I called in during this, you and I disagree on it. It actually really bothered me. It kind of showed, I understand his loyalty to the team. It showed a disinterest in the city, especially when they showed Zimmerman and Scherzer in the stands wearing full head-to-toe gear, you know, cheering on the Caps. So at that point, I was kind of like, okay, man, like,
what's the deal with you here? Because I'm not. And then on top of it, the fact that the Phillies are the number one that he's probably going to go to, it shows how little he actually really cared for the city. So good luck to him there. But
yeah,
you know, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you making it. I disagree with you again on this. Him signing with Philly doesn't mean he doesn't care about D.C. He doesn't owe you as a Nats fan not going to the Phillies if they're the highest bidder. He doesn't. So he can't go in the division out of respect to Nationals fans? No chance. I mean, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but that's silly. That's childish thinking. There are 30 teams. If the team that is the best fit for him with the most money, where he can have the most success and make the most, is the arch nemesis of the Nationals, and the Nationals don't want to pay him and are saying, see you later, why shouldn't he go there? So that a couple fans aren't as unhappy? That's crazy to me. And if this really is over the jersey he wore during the Stanley Cup, which I believe there's probably something to that.
Oh, yeah, there are plenty of people still feel that way.
That goes back to the likability thing. I just can't fathom thinking that way. But I know that there are Nationals fans who do. I know that that really bothered people. One other thing I'll say. He didn't play that well here. That's crazy. He is third all-time in Nationals history in wins garnered in war. Ryan Zimmerman, who has more just because he's played a lot more.
Twice as many years, right?
Is number one, or else Harper would be the number one position player. And only Max Scherzer, who's been here less than Harper, has more wins that he's gotten the team in terms of war. He's been an all-star in six of his seven seasons. He won the Rookie of the Year and the MVP. He's finished in MVP balloting in the top 15 multiple times. They've gotten to the playoffs half of the time he's been in the big leagues, largely because of what he's done. So that he hasn't been that good thing, I disagree with that too. 800-636-1067. Devontae Smith-Pelly scheduled to join us next for just a couple of minutes, and we're going to keep with these calls as well. So if you're on hold, you can stay there. What is the reaction to Bryce Harper? Why is it so quiet and calm at this point? Why aren't more people bothered that he's leaving? We're listening to The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan. We will get back to your thoughts on Bryce Harper's seemingly inevitable departure from Washington, D.C., and why it just doesn't seem like people are that upset that one of the great players in the game and a future Hall of Famer is walking out the door. But right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, Devontae Smith-Pelly joins us of your defending Stanley Cup champion Capitals. 7 goals in the Cup run postseason last year, a Cup hero here in town. Devontae, you guys are on that brutal West Coast trip. So first of all, thanks for waking up early with us. Your thoughts on this road trip? It's wacky, man. You guys go back and forth like 5 time zones. You've got 2 back-to-backs counting when you get home. You're spanning 5,000-some miles. It's absolutely crazy, 6-game road trip.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's brutal. I think the guys enjoy spending this time together. And you know, it's not like we're traveling regularly. I mean, I think we're pretty comfortable in the way we travel. So I think, like I said, the guys enjoy the road trips.
How do you keep on schedule and regular and kind of on track when you do have to travel across country? I know you guys are traveling nicer than me when I booked the cheapest ticket on Spirit Airlines to hit up Vegas, but still, it's a challenge, right? Because the time difference and sort of everything regimented. What do you do to kind of stay on track?
I think you just do what you would do at home. I don't think guys change too much. Obviously, there's, you know, travel and getting in a little bit later than usual and stuff like that, but for the most part, I think guys are waking up same time, doing their same routine, and just, you know, maybe times are pushed back or go to bed a little bit later, but not much changes. I mean, that's for me personally, but I don't think a lot of guys are changing much.
You guys got anything planned at all? Last time you went on that Western Canada swing, you all got your Nice flannel shirts on. You went out and threw axes. Anything on the docket this time around?
No, I don't think so. Anything official. Just a lot of dinners, a lot of hanging out. Just the usual road trip stuff.
DSP, look to me. I'm just a fat idiot that watches you guys on television. But you got to play against the Kings. You guys win a shootout 6-4. Looked to me like you guys were tired in Columbus and just kind of chasing the game. Is that the way you felt?
I would say just the back-to-back wasn't ideal. Same time, I mean, it was a divisional game. We have to find a way to, tired or not, we got to find a way to get some points. But, you know, we're trying not to use that as an excuse. But the schedule wasn't, you know, ideal for us. I'm just waiting for us there. But overall, we didn't play well regardless of if we're tired or not.
Devontae Smith-Pelly on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. All right, Devontae, we want to extend an olive branch here. We are willing to admit that it was our fault that you've gone on a goal drought now of 31 games since we asked you to celebrate the way that we wanted to, okay? Now, First of all, we still need you to celebrate the way we want you to when you score a goal. So that's, we have to have you
agree to
that.
It's going to happen.
So you're going to score, and then you're going to play the guitar, and we'll all be happy. However, here's what the olive branch. First of all, as a show, we'd like to apologize. So that's the first way we break this drought. We say that we're sorry. We didn't mean to jinx you. You were on a heater. We talked about it. We shouldn't have done that. The second thing, though, is I prepared the first verse of the hockey song. And I think if you repeat the lyrics after me when I say them to you, this will wear off the hex of the non-goal scoring after you hit two posts the other night. All right? So I'll read the lyrics, and then you repeat them after me, and then you'll go score a goal tonight. So all here right. We go. Ready? Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Tension grows. The whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
Tension grows. The whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
The goalie jumps, and the players bump, and the fans all go insane.
Sorry, I was laughing. What was that one again?
The goalie jumps.
I don't know why goalies jump. Why is the goalie jumping?
And the players bump, and the fans all go insane.
The goalies jump, and the players bump, and the fans all go insane.
Someone roars. Bondra scores at the good old hockey game. But for this particular lyric, here's how we reverse the
hex. This is what we're going to do.
Someone roars. Devontae scores at the good old hockey game.
Someone roars, Devontae scores at the good old hockey game.
We're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Devontae Smith-Pelly. And just like that.
As you can see, I'm willing to do about anything. So.
When it rains, it pours, Devontae. I can smell it. I can feel it. It's happening. Do you feel it? Do you feel different?
Oh, I do.
Well, I mean, last game was about as close as you can get without, so guess we're getting closer.
Two posts. I mean, we ruined everything, but now we have erased the evil that we put on.
Exercise the demons.
Well, we appreciate the time. That's right. Crank it up, Tommy. Let's go, baby. Devontae Smith-Pelly, the good old hockey game. It's going to be fine. DSP is going to score. Dare I say a multi-goal game is in the offing.
Maybe when the goalie jumps, you slide it underneath him.
Yeah, see, there
that's,
you go.
That's the way
he
to
jumps.
Do it.
DSP, thank you. That's enjoy perfect. The trip. Go get yours.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
You bet. There's Devontae Smith-Pelly on Grant and Danny. What do you think? Do you like it or you didn't like it?
I think he tolerated it.
He accepted it?
He played along.
Okay.
He played along.
That's all I can ask for.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to enjoy it.
He couldn't because it's our fault. We all know that it's our fault.
I didn't know what to go with. I wanted him to repeat something after me, and I was thinking long and hard about it, and that was the best I could come up with.
Well, we started Googling pre-show, like, ways to avoid curses, exercising demons.
Well, I actually,
weird websites, bro.
You know what I did? I Googled, take away a hex, and that was like, beep, 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 like just sirens going off.
Local services woman with crystal ball who sacrifices live animals. No, thank you.
Sorry for everything, Devontae, but it's going to be okay. That was Devontae Smith-Pelly here on Grant and Danny. We will wrap up our Bryce Harper calls and get to your double play next. Hello, Grant and Dave, how are you on the day before, maybe the day before we find out? One of these days, Bryce Harper's going to make his decision where he's going to play day.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you on a day when all the players are playing except for some marquee free agents? And I got interviewed by TMZ and I declared that we'll draft a football player.
I just love the idea of your boy, Brucey, getting interviewed by TMZ at an airport or wherever he was. And they catch up with him and he just has this grin on his face the entire time, knowing how awkward and uncomfortable it is.
He's stuck at baggage claim, waiting for his black suitcase to roll around.
He's getting Jason Statham treatment, and there's nothing he can do about it. I think it was like a man on the street thing. They just tracked
him down.
That's
what they do, because the guy holding the camera is like, hey, Bruce, what's going on with your quarterback, man? What do we got, Bob? We're praying for Alex.
Hate that show. Do love the awkwardness of some of those interviews. And one thing I do actually like is you can tell who's nice and who isn't. Like, occasionally they'll bump into these celebrities that
how
give them the
be?
Time of day. I think you know how I would be. How do you think I would be?
I think you'd be overly nice to them.
I would be so nice. Here's the thing. I don't know if I want to say this or not. I've got a neighbor who is so much to deal with, okay?
Oh,
so nice to that person.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't play the game at all. I don't have the ability to just say no. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
So I would be there for 12 minutes. I would be like, yeah, any other questions, guys? You good? I'm going to go eat my dinner now. What am I supposed to do? I know what you would do.
What's that?
You would whole ass away from them.
Exactly right.
I mean, you might even turn around and be like, I have kids, guys. My kids are here. And yell at them.
I would be awful to deal with in those circumstances. Because here's the thing. I'm traveling. I'm as miserable as you could possibly be. Traveling sucks.
They couldn't catch up to you. You're sprinting through the airport.
Traveling is the worst. It's awful every time, always. And it's the throwing a camera in your face. Like, I remember we did that fan live event, the one that you missed because you had a conflict.
Wedding, yeah.
Yeah, before, during the event, or like moments in the green room, Blue Shorts did this horrendous bit where he's holding his iPhone in my face with the flash on, super bright, clearly recording me. He's like, what'd you think? It's like, it was good. What'd you think? How'd you feel? Just for minutes at a time. No one has any answer. You're hoping something awkward happens. This is awful. Imagine that people gave a damn about me. Like, imagine I was actually famous. These are awkward moments. Like, there's no upside for the person being videotaped, right? You're hoping I slip up and say something inflammatory. You're hoping that I go, get out of my face, jerk. It's the one of the worst things we had. This gotcha style.
Agreed.
Camera in your face. You're just going to follow me to the lavatory? What are we doing now? Like, are you going to wait for me to come out? What are you asking me about?
Like,
go
away. I do
like,
though, you can kind of tell who's, like, got a good heart and who doesn't. Or not even good heart, but who's, like, a pleasant, nice person. Because the way I think about this still, when I was a kid, I used to be huge into autographs. And I would, this just sounds awful now, looking back, I'm such a tool. But when I was, like, 16, me and my buddies, Tom, you'll love this, we would go to the player hotels in the cities where we were. So if it was D.C. with, you know, the Caps or the Wizards or whatever, or in Baltimore where the Orioles play, we knew exactly where the other team was staying. So we'd walk in, we'd go to the little restaurant or the bar, and like Jermaine Dye would walk in, and Octavio Dotel and all these guys we met over the years. And you could tell, like, the Yankees were there, who was awesome, who would give you the time of day, who wasn't. But in my mind, seeing how guys interact with the TMZ camera dude at the baggage claim tells you who would be nice, who would give you the time of day, who's a pleasant, normal person, and who loves themselves.
See, I feel in general, and you may disagree, and if you're listening, you may disagree, but I'm generally a pretty nice guy.
I think you are.
Like, I feel like I treat, you know, people. I always think the best indicator is, how do you treat people that serve you? How do you treat, like, wait staff, bartenders?
Absolutely.
People that take care of things for you, or you gloss over them, you know, sort of like brush them aside, or are you gracious, thankful, considerate, et cetera? So in general, I feel like I'm a pretty nice guy, but about stuff like that, I would not be.
I think you are a nice guy. I don't think you. I don't think you have time for things, though. If that makes any sense.
Yes, like, it does. That's a great way to put it.
If you're eating dinner, I think you're going to be nice to your waitress for sure while you're eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if a waitress tried to stop you on the street to ask you for something, you wouldn't care about that waitress at all. Does that make any sense?
So, but I would disagree with that. Like,
okay.
if I meet a listener or meet someone that knows who I am, it's like,
yeah.
Of course, let's have a conversation. Let's spend as much time.
Okay,
let's take pictures, do whatever.
But if you're in the back of an Uber, and an Uber driver's just like making conversation with you while you're like texting, I can't imagine you being pleasant to the Uber driver.
That is the case.
But they're serving you, right? To your point, how do you treat those people? Like, I think you have no time for that. But in general, if I had to put together a list of like 10 people in my life that are good, nice people, you'd be on the list.
But for the
you just don't suffer whatever is like someone
the
trying
awkwardness.
To. Yes.
Like I've
someone you don't know trying to interact with you, not a listener,
right?
But just a random person. Like you don't want anything to do with that.
That's correct.
Whatever
that's
that
correct.
Is,
I'm trying to nail down or hone in on what that is. But
I don't
it's a
either.
Thing.
I don't know.
But like the minimum.
But you're a nice guy. I think that should be known.
Well, I appreciate that. But like regardless of how it goes, the every scenario is awkward because there's a camera in my face and you're waiting for some reaction that's not coming. That sucks. Unequivocally, that sucks. Right. So that's the kind of thing where I wouldn't be able to handle it very well. That's you talking to the Uber driver and getting their hot political takes about what they should do to like everyone that's different from them. And me going, get me out of this Uber.
Right.
Take me away from that.
You really do prioritize like when you're doing things. Like if something isn't in that moment what's important to you, I don't like.
Yeah, and it's all predetermined
no
too. It's
exactly.
A predetermined priority.
Like, and I'm just coming up with something on the fly.
Sure, sure.
So maybe this is off base, you tell me. But if you've decided at 2:05 you're going to go talk to someone in sales about an event you have coming up, okay? At 2:04, Tom stops you and says, hey, man, just got a phone call. Really need you to run down to my car real quick and help me grab something.
Or like, hey, we just got a read that I need
you
to
yeah,
need
you would be
you
like, can't do it right now. I'm going over to talk to someone.
If
like,
I'm on mission, then
but
that's
you don't
what
have
it is.
An appointment with them.
I agree with that.
But like, you cannot deal with Tom's thing right
agree
now.
Agree with that.
And it doesn't matter what it is. Like, Tom could have just gotten the worst news in his life, and he needs something. I really believe you'd be like, listen, give me 5 minutes. Like,
that's,
I'll be back.
That's why the TMZ thing wouldn't work for him, because it's not on his predetermined list.
I think it's exactly right. I think you're on to something here in terms of, because if I've got something that I'm doing, it's get me out of this airport immediately. Take me away.
Yes,
wish to leave immediately.
You need to accomplish that task now.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And anything else, like you're trying to find your email password.
It's the only thing I can think about.
And I'm asking you any, doesn't matter what I'm asking you.
Right.
I'm like, hey, man, can you do this? I need to find this password.
But
that's
we're all guilty of that, though.
I
right?
think so. Yeah,
that,
yeah,
but
yeah,
to me, it's to the nth degree. It's the only thing I can focus
but
on.
It shouldn't be taken at, like, I think that opens up me saying, you know what? If someone's a jerk to TMZ, I shouldn't think that that person maybe isn't
and that's
a nice
really
person.
To circle it on back.
Yeah, yeah,
I think that's ultimately
that's a
my
good
point, right?
That's a very
now,
good point.
Here's the thing. You could be Johnny Depp, and maybe you are a jerk because he is a jerk to all paparazzi
and you're also
going to
be a jerk to TMZ.
Yeah, maybe he is a jerk. I have no idea.
But I shouldn't take it as gospel that the people that suffer them are decent and the others are not.
Kind of my idea, because this is a – you're purposely catching someone in an inopportune moment, right? They're coming out of the DMV. It's okay, like, hey, man, what's going on? Nothing. Just trying
coming
to do
out
a
of the
boring
DMZ.
Errand. That
DMZ, I bet I'm coming out of the DMZ.
You won't come out of the DMZ.
I hope.
The demilitarized zone.
I'm coming out of the DMZ. Tony in Fairfax, you're on the fan.
Let's
get a
Tony.
Couple more. Squeeze in on Bryce Harper before we move on. What do you got?
Yeah, fellas, I just wanted to chime in and say some of the reason why people are just ready for him to walk is we listen to you guys every day saying we should not sign this guy all offseason. I mean, you guys have your reasons, too much money, this, that, and the other. And a lot of other people also think that our outfield's fine without him to a certain extent. I mean, this guy puts up some really good power numbers. I would like him back, but to a certain extent, you know, we got Robles coming up. He's everything that they're saying he's going to be, and Eden's back to 100%.
Yeah, that's why, Tony, it's a good call, buddy. That's why I'm okay with him walking. And maybe I'm not giving fans enough credit that they've evaluated the situation. They've evaluated what he's worth and what they've got. Maybe I need to give fans a little more credit that they've boned up on this. I think there's less thought into it than that. I think a lot of people who don't know who Victor Robles is are saying that they don't care if Bryce Harper leaves. Andrew in Falls Church.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I was just saying kind of the same thing. Like, I think a lot of people aren't really griping about it yet because it's, hey, there's a little tidbit and then it fades away and we don't know what he's doing. I think a lot of people are hopeful he comes back because there's no definite answer, yes or no yet. I know, for example, like I have a 6-year-old and he asks me every morning,
yep,
has Bryce Harper signed anywhere yet? Now, granted, that's a kid. They have different outlooks, but hopefully he comes back. You know, he's still waiting for that 10-year million, you know, $300 million contract supposedly. So, you know, who knows?
Kids don't hate him that he's trying to get $300 million. Adults do. I mean, I really think that's part of it, which you hit on. Ben Raby, who does the pregame, postgame for the Capitals, actually just retweeted at Grant H. Paulson. I posted a picture of you know, some of the call comments and you know, where we're at with this Bryce Harper thing. And he basically said he thinks it has a lot to do with the fact that right now the team is built for long-term success without him. That 34 would help, but the team's not screwed if he leaves, and people are perfectly fine with him leaving because we're going to be okay in Washington, D.C.
It's a combination of factors. The Soto factor, I mean, Robles TBD, but Soto doing what he did last year, I think, helped usher in this. And, man, I really think it's the fatigue that more than anything else.
Kyle Bearclaw is one of the newest Nationals. A power-armed reliever will join us at 1:30 on the Fan. Your Beltway Blitz covering the Caps game tonight. The latest on the Redskins is next. And at 12:18, Danny, how about a quarterback linked to the Redskins I haven't seen in many places? While I don't love it, it probably makes more sense than anything else. We'll do that next hour.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.